The governor says his biennial budget will include a deep cut in the shared revenue local governments depend on to provide public services. He says eliminating bargaining rights will give counties the flexibility they need to adjust their budgets to that loss of state revenue. Brown County Executive Tom Hintz says although it may help somewhat, it's too drastic a measure to take.
I believe that the pendulum has swung too far, that we have to come back someplace in the middle on collective bargaining. I don't think we have to strip all the collective bargaining rights away. You know, as an old cop, I learned long ago, you never back somebody into a corner without giving him or her a little out and allow them to save face. And right now we're backing some people into the corners without allowing them to save face, and that's not productive.
But Republican senators like Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac say the pendulum is right where it should be and the bargaining rights need to go.
I think the county executives and the mayors, once they see what's coming in terms of shared revenue with the budget, they're going to say, thank you very much for giving us the tools necessary to balance our budget. The fact is they won't be able to balance their budget unless we give them some of these tools.
Those collective bargaining rights continue to be the sticking point in moving the governor's budget repair bill forward. Democratic senators say they won't return from Illinois to vote on the bill unless the governor is willing to compromise on that issue. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.